I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Tuesday, January 24. Coming up, thousands of jobs set to flow from construction of hotels. Government says addressing climate change still a priority. And Agriculture Ministry commends Algix for investment in fish production. The details after the break.
You didn't know, say, every time somebody participate in illegal gambling, they must set the country back a far away. Illegal gambling take well-needed money out of the government kitty and give them less to work with to provide things like healthcare, education, fixed roads, and even build infrastructure. Illegal gambling need for stop, and you need for help stop it. If you see illegal gambling going on anywhere, just call Crime Stop at 311 and report it. It's safe and confidential, and you could get a reward. Play your part. Help stamp out illegal gambling.
A message from the Betting, Gaming and Lotteries Commission. Now the news. Approximately 5,000 Jamaicans will gain employment in the tourism industry from the construction of four hotels with a total of $250 million in investments over the coming months. Of the four hotels, two will be located in Trelawney, one in Kingston and the other in Port Antonio. Speaking at the press launch of the revitalized Spruce Up Jamaica initiative Tuesday, Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett said both temporary and permanent job opportunities will flow from the investments. Providing a breakdown of the jobs, Mr. Bartlett said over 2,000 persons will be employed in Trelawney during the construction phase, with 600 permanent jobs to be available on completion.
And another 1,000 plus from Port Antonio, with 800 jobs because of the type of hotel that Dragon Bay will be. And so the room to employ ratio is higher. And then, of course, the city hotel.
Minister Bartlett says new investors have been expressing an interest in Jamaica's tourism sector, which augurs well for its continued growth and development. Spruce Up Jamaica is the ministry's flagship umbrella program, primarily geared at changing attitudes and creating integration among industries and programs that impact the tourism sector. The government has given the assurance that addressing the effects of climate change is still a critical part of its agenda. Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, Daryl Vaz, says the issue directly impacts the economic growth strategy of the administration and cannot be ignored.
Climate change over the last decade has cost billions of dollars for Jamaica and billions of US dollars for other jurisdictions. And the fact that we're having this climate change conference so early in the year clearly signifies the importance of climate change to this government. The truth is that if we don't get on top of climate change and plan for climate change, which is here, not coming anymore, is here, and we are feeling the effects of it daily, then of course our growth agenda will not succeed.
Mr. Vaz was speaking at the opening ceremony of a five-day climate change training workshop in Kingston earlier this week. He adds that the government is actively seeking international funding to properly prepare for and address the effects of climate change on the country. Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, J.C. Hutchinson, has welcomed the decision by processing plant Algix Jamaica Limited to pump millions of dollars into the production of the Bassa freshwater fish at its facilities in St. Elizabeth. Minister Hutchinson says the government is moving to create a sustainable and viable fishing industry and is encouraging farmers to form themselves into groups and take advantage of the available benefits.
The government of Jamaica recognizes the important role that aquaculture plays with respect to food and nutritional security and is committed to implementing deliberate strategies that will lead to increased engagement of our farmers, increased aquaculture production, and a reduction of our food import bill.
Minister Hutchinson was speaking at the recent launch of Algix Jamaica's Bassa project. He says the project represents part of the solution to challenges being faced by farmers involved in the production of the tilapia breed of freshwater fish. And Minister of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries Carl Samuda says the government's decision to step in and save the sugar sector is starting to reap rich dividends. Minister Samuda says sugar will contribute some $80 million or $10 billion in earnings this year.
Well, this year we're going to have perhaps one of the best crops we have had in years, and it's going to be run, and it is being run at the field level, farm level, by Jamaican farmers. So we have saved an industry in an area, and God has blessed us, and we're coming out on the right side.
Minister Samuda says despite several challenges, the sugar industry and its workers have proven to be resilient. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.